Welcome to an episode of Kentucky Football Carpool Show. I'm Nick.
I'm Chris.
Well, we skated by. All we needed down there in Missouri was a win. 11 o'clock kickoff time, terrible weather. I knew it was going to be a sleeper. I pretty much said at the very beginning of the season that I don't know what it's up with that Missouri game, but Kentucky just likes to sleep through it. Bailed out by actually a good call. I'm glad the ref.
It's not really bailed out. It's just Missouri made a bad play.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and I'm glad the refs actually threw a flag on that because he's still in tackle box. Drinkowicz can cry or whatever all he wants. Dirkowicz, whatever you want to call him. He can cry all he wants. That's the rule. Don't care. He cries too much. Missouri wants us to be their rival so bad. I cannot stand them. They booed our punter getting carted off the field. Totally trash fans. Really trash coach, in my opinion. And I'm just glad we got a win down there. And was it 7 out of 8 now? Or 8 out of 9? It's getting up there.
7 out of 8.
And Kentucky seems like it, where we used to be the team that did get the breaks. Against Missouri, we do. So,
yeah.
that's fine. We've gone a lifetime of not getting those breaks, so I will never feel bad about what now?
I said, I'll take it.
Oh, yeah. I'll never get bad about the seat. So, was it Conrad and then CJ Conrad and that penalty last, no time down, of course, this past year.
There was the last second touchdown to CJ Conrad.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it was another, you know, those plays usually never go our way. So, it's great. It's great to continue to own them at least. I really wish we could have done it to South Carolina again.
Yeah.
You know, the season still moves on. Looks like Kentucky's probably, even if they lose, they win. Obviously, they have to win this weekend against Vandy. But even if they lose against Georgia, it's looking like Tampa might be the destination. It's not the Outback Bowl anymore. It's called something different now, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, I can't either. Nor do I care. I'll still call it the Outback Bowl. I mean, that's looking like the destination. Obviously, if something happens against Georgia, I mean, you're talking about, and I don't mean to be, maybe take this as a rude way, but a miracle to beat Georgia. They look really, really good against Tennessee. Pretty much owned Tennessee. I will tell you, I watched that game, and I know it ended up being a 2-touchdown win or whatever. Georgia, yeah, it felt a lot worse than that, and you could definitely tell the talent gap there. Tennessee is definitely not on Georgia's level yet. Georgia is better than everyone now. It's going to continue to be that way for a long, long time. So Kentucky, to keep pace, is going to have to keep up, and that brings us on to our next big thing before we talk about the game, and that's the kneel stuff. Really big issue all week long. Right? Matter of fact, that was probably talked about more than that Missouri game.
Yeah.
And as it should be. And it really came out after we lost our top running back in our new recruiting class that's coming in next year, Keith. And I don't know if that was because of Neil stuff. But
it was.
It
was not.
It was not. Okay. I mean, it's – they Stoops and Company says they haven't lost any recruits because of Neil. I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. But – the thing is all of sports in college is going towards nil. And Kentucky can either be left behind or they give it the times because Kentucky football has a very, very thin margin here. If they get 3 years behind and wait to see the wait and see approach that Mitch Barnhart seems to love to do, will probably put Kentucky football back to where it used to be.
we haven't lost any recruits from NIL, but current players had already told the coaching staff, like, hey, you know, we want to get deals just like our counterparts on other teams, but you guys don't have that set up here, so we might be
having a deal. Yeah, I mean, it's rightfully so, and it sounds like there's a big announcement coming on Monday about it, and it looks like it's going to be more, trying to get deals for guys, and I think Tennessee, I will say, I've always been about players being paid, but in a different way. And I always thought that it was kind of bullshit that players couldn't make money outside of their sport. If they're good, why wouldn't they be able to make money? But I will say Tennessee has taken it and ran with it. Of course, a couple other teams, but Tennessee's ideas, their AD's ideas on, you know, let's do a monthly subscription, basically, and we'll send you free gear. Well, what's it take Tennessee to, or Kentucky even, to send out free gear? You know, if you're $25, once you reach to $200, we'll send you a hat.
Yeah.
You know, what's that off Kentucky? Kentucky gets free shit all the time. They can just give away. So I think that's a great thing. I think Neil and I think Kentucky getting on board with it is a good thing, because if wasn't going to have to, Mitch Barnhart had to go. I'm just saying. I'm not 100% sure this is going to go as we like it either.
Yeah, it's just supposed to be, you know, something big or a step in the right direction. Like, we don't know what that is.
I think what it is, and I've actually read a few other people that are way more insider than me, that it's going to be, he's going to make a nil team. He's going to be not involved with it. Like, he's basically making a whole department just dedicated to nil, and that's what they should have been doing from the start. And some people say they have been doing it, and that it's not as vocal as that. But I think Kentucky, if they have been doing it, and maybe they have, if they have been doing it, they need to be more vocal about it. Someone needs to come out and say, we're open for business. I know that sounds silly, but that is what it is.
Well, I think that's what they're going to do on Monday.
Because, and everyone's trying to blame JMI, but do you know JMI has other Power 5 teams, right? You know that, right? They have Clemson. They have Georgia. Those teams don't seem to have an issue with their nil stuff. So what is it with us? And it always comes back to the common theme, and I know Chris has said it on here, it's Mitch Barnhart and his whatever approach.
Morality.
He's not behind it. He does not like it. We get it.
And it doesn't matter what he likes. Exactly. It does not matter. If you're holding your school back, just like in any business, if you're holding your business back from progressing forward and making more money, then you are a problem.
Yes. And I think if he wants to be an AD here for the next 10 years, he had to do this, and we'll see how it goes. And like I said, this affects, really, if you're talking about the two big sports, this really affects Kentucky football more than any of them. Basketball team will always
basketball is always going to be fine.
Yes, always at Kentucky. I think another sport that really has benefited, if we're talking about, could benefit from this, because talking about with Tennessee and their baseball, Tennessee's baseball team has benefited from their nil stuff. I'd love to see Kentucky maybe benefit their nil stuff and get their baseball team up and going, because our baseball team has always been shit.
Yeah.
would be nice to have those three sports, because, you know, Tennessee made money off their baseball team this year. And they were fun to watch. So it'd be nice if Kentucky could gear, maybe the nil stuff is set up and make that a money-making sport as well. They have a brand-new stadium and stuff, and no one ever goes to it because of that.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, moving on, I do like the future, how it's going to go. We'll wait until Monday. Obviously, next week we'll have a lot to talk about with Georgia, but we'll be talking about whatever they decide to do. Looks like I said, I got season ticket holders, and I guess other people have gotten stuff. You know, I got an email talking about the nil stuff and how to get to these different things and buy, you know, memorabilia and all that stuff. So, like I said, going towards the right direction. Unfortunately, it took Matt Jones and all the fans writing him, emailing him to get him to move the needle a little bit.
Yep.
So that's what it takes. I mean, I guess with the AD. So moving on from that, we got Vandy this week. We got banged up Vandy. Vandy's starting quarterback is out. I actually think Mike Wright's a pretty good quarterback for them, their backup.
He's been pretty damn good.
I mean,
from what I've watched.
He started, I think, their first two games, and then I think he was always going to be their backup. But I mean, his numbers are overall pretty damn good. And he's more of a, and I don't like comparing guys like this, but it is kind of the same style. Malik Cunningham would be a nice kind of, to me, when I've seen Mike Wright play. That's what he reminds me of, but it's not Malik Cunningham, if that makes any sense.
Mike Wright's he diagnoses defenses a lot better than Malik Cunningham.
Yeah. But the thing is they still do a lot of things with their legs. I don't know. He's probably below average or average passer, but overall, I mean, the guy put up some big time numbers is two starts. So I don't know. But at the end of the day, Kentucky's they have a nightmare with backup quarterbacks. But luckily, we know pretty much the whole week that it's going to be right going. So and they're really sick. Apparently, they got a flu going around. Their coach was making a big deal about the. I don't know if you watched the press conference at all, I think like maybe like 50 people watched his press conference. But I saw clips of it. He's acting like he's coughing and saying with the flu going around. I don't know if this is a cop out to the loss or what. It really makes no difference to me. Kentucky needs to get right offensively still. They're still trying to get stuff going. It's a game that we can get better in. You just really want to stay healthy in it. I think Kentucky will cover that 17-point spread. I think it's already up to 18.5 now. So I feel good about the Vandy game. But with always with Kentucky teams, they like to play down opponents. And I remember the Benny Snell team playing a pretty shitty Vandy team, and it was like 14-7 win, yeah. I believe it was. It was freezing that night. It was a night game too. So I go back and forth with it, but I do think Vandy is trending in the correct way again, I guess. But you got to bury Vandy. Vandy has lost 26 straight SEC games. That is a record. They have lost 26 straight SEC games. That's hard.
Jeez, Louise.
That is hard to do. I guess that's almost what 3 years that win an SEC game. Man, that is.
And they've been really competitive in a lot of games.
Yeah, and actually like Derek Mason. I thought he was a pretty decent coach for them. Really, the only home run hire in my lifetime that they've ever had was the guys up there in Penn State's name, Franklin.
He actually had them rolling.
Yeah, they were like 9-3 1 year. If I remember, they beat us 40-0 with him too. But ever since he's left, it's been trending downward. It's hard to compete because of their academic restrictions and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you know, they always play us tough. Let's put it that way.
And we always play down to them.
Yes, we do. We do. Yes, we do. And even last year in the game was kind of a first half that was like a head scratcher, but then I always turned it on the second half. So I would like to say that we're going to. I think we will, but you never know with Stoops and his teams. And it's just, again, this gets you over 500. It's a disappointing year. Doesn't matter. You beat Georgia. I guess you can say it was a good year, but it doesn't matter. That South Carolina loss is one that hurts. But at the end of the day, we have three losses. Two of them are against top 10 teams on the road, and then one head scratcher at home. So if we were to go 9-3 and lose to the three top 10 teams, would probably still have been disappointed, but would have been more of a, you know, realistically looking at it, especially the offensive line, how bad it's been. But man, you could have really had Ole Miss on the road. That's what really bothers me more than anything.
Yeah.
But Georgia is going to be a very, very difficult one to get. I guess, if you beat Vandy this weekend and you beat Georgia, would you call the season a success?
Yeah, if they beat the number one team in the nation, yes.
So you think 9-3 would be a success, or that would you just be more pissed off about the South Carolina game?
I'm just really pissed off overall about how just terrible they've looked and how Stoops has allowed this offense to backslide. And I'm just really fed up with the fact that we can't have a good offense under him.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that with you too, man. I don't mean you like to go back and forth and stuff, and I mess with you a lot, but the other day, you're right. There is the game is definitely trending towards offense. And again, we talk about things with Mitch Barnhart and stuff like that, refusing to do this and that. I love how people like this tear and go, you know, Stoops fired his best friend and Graham. Yeah, but he went 2 years probably longer than he should have.
Yeah.
And honestly, if it wasn't for Lynn Bronin being a freak athlete, that year would have been a terrible offensive year.
And a great defense and a great offensive line.
Yeah. They're probably the best offensive line they've had. And this year they have a great defense that they're squandering away just a little bit. But it was really good to see that the defense is going to be good for the next couple of years. Our linebackers without Square. Square's not going again, by the way. We found out today. Obviously, Jaquez Jones not going to go. I think he's probably done.
He's done until the bowl game.
It's unfortunate because I actually thought he was having a pretty good season. And it's unfortunate he had happened against Ole Miss where he was having a really good game. But the young linebacker core, my goodness, they're going to be good.
Especially Wallace, man. Jeez, Louise.
Wallace, Jackson, Who else are we missing there?
Martez Thrower.
Yeah, God, man, we're just gonna be, we're really good there. I'm loaded. Really, really excited about that future. Really excited about the defense overall future. As long as we can hold on to everybody. I mean, there's Walker is just going to be an absolute load. But I think defensively, I don't think Kentucky will lose anybody because we are, they do call good schemes. They're a good called, you know, defense. And I think everyone gets theirs on the defensive side of the ball.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So I'm not too worried about if we were talking about transfers, but really Chris is right. The offense, what you got to worry about. I don't think we'll ever lose Dane Key just because he's a local kid.
No.
And I think the problem is now, what I really think is going to an issue is we got to go out here and find a running back. Have you been impressed with any of the running backs?
Well, and a quarterback.
Well, yeah, quarterback, obviously. Have you been impressed with any of the running backs that's not C-Ron?
No.
I thought Wright
was going to take a big step forward, and when he got his chance this year, oh my God!
What about the guy from Sam Houston State, the one that got hurt early? I mean, he'll be back. He'll be back to play. But
you hope?
I would think so. I mean,
this was his sixth year, so he'd have to apply for a waiver.
Yeah, I guess he could, but I think he'll be back. I think he'll get his waiver. He only ran two times. But that's what I'm saying. The offense is going to be in shambles. You know, if you want me to get – next year's schedule is really, really hard. You got Bama, you got Tennessee. They're at home and stuff like that. And Tennessee is going to be kind of in a transition period, but that offense is going to keep them probably relevant. So, really, after this season, you're going to take a hard look and see if we're going to continue with this offense. So, I am like you and other people. I think that they should go ahead and move on past him and start something more modern. Not really modern. I should say more college geared towards. That's the problem. The pro style is fine. It's just really, really hard to get college kids to learn that offense.
Yeah, if you don't have a ton of talent. So, like, Georgia runs a pro style offense, but they still throw it a hell of a lot more. They still incorporate a lot more tempo, not throughout the entire game, but they incorporate tempo. They roll Stetson Bennett out. They protect his blind side. Like, their motion has a purpose. They utilize their tight ends out in wide receiver spots. They throw their tight ends downfield. They throw their running backs downfield. They throw their fast receivers downfield.
Yeah.
So
everything we don't do.
Pro style offense where you're going to have a lot of motion and stuff like that. You can't bunch everybody up the entire game because the defense knows exactly what you're going to do. You're not fooling anybody. That's the most frustrating part is that, buddy, you're not tricking anybody.
Well, the other thing too is with him, and I get it, man. A lot of this stuff is the offensive line because a lot of his plays are long developing plays and they want to get downfield. Yeah. But I just don't understand why he does not. And I get it. Levis has been banged up. And that's probably why they're like, man, we're not going to run him at all. But, like, why from the start did you say, let's try not to run as much? Cohen let Levis be Levis.
Who he is. Yeah.
And not saying, don't stay in. He never told him, don't stay in a pocket. It was just, if you don't see anything, run. And it seems like this new Levis is this a pocket passer and would stay in here unless you have, like, last year Levis was so good because he was a threat running. He's a big guy. I mean, at that, I mean, he could take hits. I don't see how this offense you can go forward with it, especially if you want to keep Berrien Brown. And Berrien Brown is another Lynn Bowden type talent, and he would probably be one of the best receivers you ever had here. And Dan Keith, same way. Dan Keith's been awesome. But Berrien Brown, man, he can do so much for you.
Yeah, he's just got next level talent.
Yeah, next level talent. You just don't see a lot of talent like that come through Kentucky, and you gotta be able to hold that guy here. And it's all going to come down to what kind of quarterback we get. It's not really so much the scheme. I think if they get a really good quarterback, Tennessee's going to get top pick in quarterback. They're going to be able to get the top one they want.
Yep.
And Kentucky's probably going to get the third or second, or I would say Kentucky could probably, with the offensive weapons we have. But most quarterbacks are going to want to know one thing. What? They want to know, am I going to stay alive through this offensive line?
Am I going to get to throw?
Yeah, I mean, and I do think Kentucky's offensive line is pretty young, and they have some really good talent, young talent. But outside of Goodwin, do you feel comfortable with anyone that's
No.
coming back next year?
No.
And I don't even really feel 100% comfortable with him. Anymore. How bad has our offensive line been? And he hasn't seen barely any snaps. That's a
You know
little
what's
worrying.
crazy is we have 17 offensive linemen on the roster. 17. And we're going to probably go after like three or four offensive linemen in the portal.
Easily.
So you're telling me out of all those 17 that not a single one of them could hold their spot over three or four brand new to the system offensive linemen. That's super concerning.
Yeah, it is. It's very concerning. And like, I mean, I think they're going to do it. I said this a couple episodes ago. I think what they're going to do in the offseason is they're going to bring in a shitload of offensive linemen, like they did defensive backs this year. And they're going to say, y'all fight for the spots.
Yeah.
And then they're going to find the best ones. And it's worked out with defensive backs. So hopefully it'll work out with the offensive linemen. But the thing is, Kentucky needs tackles very, very badly. They probably have enough talent for guard. I think Jaeger Burton will be fine. He's looked okay. He has flashes of being okay. But outside of him, and like I said, Goodwin, I mean, even Goodwin, I mean, he hasn't played yet. How bad has our offensive line been? And he's barely played. I mean, that's concerning, right? It's got to be concerning. So I don't know, man. Like I said, going forward, definitely need to work on this offensive line and see. But Vandy's coming in here, very, very shitty defense. We should put 40 points on them. And hopefully get this offense humming, you know. But it's hard to tell with this team, man. It really is.
Yeah, I know everybody knows how this game's going to play out.
I would say, I think I feel pretty good this game that we're going to come out looking good. I don't know why. I didn't feel that way against. I felt we were going to look shitty against South Carolina. We did, and I felt like we're going to look shitty against other opponents in Missouri. And we did, but I feel like we're going to be looking good against Vandy because Vandy is very, very bad. They're very, very bad because they're
But
also
they
down a
have
couple guys.
fought, man. They've fought teams.
Yeah, their new coach is a good coach. You can tell he's got them playing good. So from that standpoint, so what do you think needs to go right for Kentucky to win this game?
God, I'm getting so sick of saying run the ball. But Kentucky's got to run the ball and protect the ball, not turn it over. Play same defense as we always do, which is really stout. That's about it.
Yeah, I mean, just play our game, really, what you want to do.
Yeah.
No mistake-free football, which seems to be really hard the last couple of years. I mean, Stoops. I mean, the penalties have been insane. Special teams, horrible. If we don't get a special teams coordinator at the end of the season, I don't know. I know they have like one that's like a special assistant,
Yeah,
but
but
they need one out
it's
there. They
not.
need one. I don't care. They need one at this point, just to save face, So I agree with you on all those points. I think this would be a good time to not let Levis get hit every fucking time he drops back. So maybe it is running the ball galore and let the offensive line kind of get a little bit more confidence. Because I still think Kentucky hasn't been good pass blocking. I mean, what, like the last 3 years, really? I mean, honestly, they weren't even that great last year. So.
No, I mean pretty much any Stoops team, because we haven't asked any of these teams to pass block, has been shitty when they have to pass block.
Yeah, so I mean, even if we did have last year's line, it wasn't particularly great either, pass blocking wise. I mean,
No,
significantly better than offensive
it's
line
not
now,
like
but
Terry Wilson and Steven Johnson had good pass blocking lines. They didn't.
no, they. But see, guys like that, they make their offensive lines look better because they can roll around, run, get out of trouble. This year, Levis is being told to stay in the pocket, which makes it 20 times worse. So, I agree with you on that. I would like to see us open it up and kind of get Berrien Brown involved and our young guys involved because we have such good talent, man. I just really want these guys to stay together. I really want this offense to kind of wake up a little bit and get these guys involved against a shitty Vandy team because going into Georgia. Need a good beat down. Going to Georgia. Feeling good, right? So.
Yeah, I guess.
yeah, no shit. Well, so give me your MVPs on both sides of the ball. Before we do that, what does Vandy need to do to beat us?
Oh, Jesus. Well, it's more of a we would need to be beating ourselves than Vandy beating us. Kentucky would have to definitely turn the ball over 2 times. Special teams got to do what they've been doing and fucking it all up. See what else. And the defense would just have to collapse.
Yeah, I mean, this could be a game where the defense takes a, you know, lays an egg or whatever you want to say. I think giving Vandy short fields would be horrible. Obviously, special teams and not being able to make field goal stuff, that kills. We leave points on the field more than anyone in the country, I feel like. And you just got to be able to get up for Vandy and play them because Vandy, they're coming in here trying to end that streak, man. And Kentucky, no matter if Kentucky's a top 10 team, they'd still look as that as we're a team that they can beat.
Yeah, they're not going to come out afraid. They're going to come out with high energy, and I know Kentucky's going to come out mopey and low energy like they always do in games like this under Stoops. And it's just going to be like, oh, let's just make it through. And people are saying, oh, win's a win.
Yeah. Well, I get
sick of that shit.
At this point in the season, I mean, this way the season's going. That's where we're at. So what's your MVPs, man? Who's going to play the best this week?
I think it's going to be C-Rod on offense. I think he's going to have a big game.
Like 200 yards. I agree.
Yeah. 200 plus. Probably going to score every touchdown we have. And I'll say what that score is in a minute. And then on defense, I'm going to go with Andrew Phillips.
He's coming along.
Yeah.
Come along, big time. It's good to see. I think offensively, I'm going to go see Rod. I think that's the easiest one. I definitely think he goes for 200, rushes for 3 touchdowns. I'll go ahead and put that out there.
Yeah,
there you go. I think defensively, I think pick anyone on the defensive line. I think Walker, because I think their offensive line is all sick. So they're going to have a lot of second stringer. Yeah. Walker is probably a big game for him. So I think pick anyone on the defensive line. I think we're going to be getting right as far as the sacks go. I think it's a big time game for the defense to show, you know, kind of put their foot on them. So, score? What's your prediction?
I think it's going to be 17-10.
Oh man,
Kentucky. It's gonna be gross, dude.
I don't think that, man. I don't know why. It's kind of usually I would definitely agree with you on that because I just know these Stoops teams, but for whatever reason, I just feel like this is gonna be the game, kind of like that South Carolina game in 2020, where it's just like, man, they really bashed them offensively. I think it's gonna be 42-7.
Oh my god!
I don't know why. I feel good about it. I feel good about it, dude.
No way. I can already hear Stoops' conversation with his coaching staff right now. Just get in there, make sure nobody gets hurt. Just grind it out.
Well, I definitely think he's
gonna walk out with a win.
You don't want to hurt that Georgia game. That's why Squares not going. I guarantee you.
Fucking.
So, I don't know, man. We just gotta get going here. And if you have any hope against Georgia, you got to have a big game here against Vandy. When I first saw the schedule coming out, I was like, man, thank God we got Vandy before them. We got to really get a good game before we go into Georgia, you know? And this is the games you got to blow these teams out. Vandy's down right now.
Yeah. If you want to have any chance against Georgia, we need to come out and get our, fast, talented receivers and tight ends the ball a ton, and that is not going to happen.
You are going to
see so many 12-man formations tomorrow. It is going to make your fucking head spin.
I would love to disagree with you on it, but you're probably right. I'm just hoping. I'm hoping out here, man. I'm hoping out here hoping.
That game is going to be just disgusting.
Yeah, call for snow, man.
Like, ooh, are you guys going?
Man, I was gonna take Grayson because it was a noon game, but it's gonna be a little bit too cold. I don't know. Mike's supposed to rain too. Yeah, Mike's going to Nashville on Monday, so we'll. I don't know. We're debating on it. We got them up for sale right now, and they don't sell. We may just go, just me and Mike. But then Grayson's kind of getting sick too, so it's kind of. Well, he's just daycare, man. You know how it is.
Yeah, yeah.
You got four of them, so I mean, I'm sure they're
sick all the time. I know very well.
So I don't know, man. We're just gonna see. I want to go because I love going.
Yeah.
But also, 3 straight weeks of going up to Lexington also is kind of like,
It's exhausting. Definitely
like Georgia and Louisville. So if I was going to miss one, this would be the one I would miss. Cause usually always miss. I miss one a year, 1 to 2 a year. Really last few years it's been 2. So I've only missed one this year, which is Northern Illinois. So if I were to miss one, this would be the one, you know? So, I mean, it's a noon. If it was 60 degrees out, I'd be gone. If it was in the 50s, I'd be gone with my son and everyone. Me and my wife.
Oh yeah,
I'll be gone.
That would be in the 50s. You kidding me? That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. So like, we'd all three. We planned on going all week long. Then all of a sudden, I think like 3 days ago, it started showing that it was going to be in the 40s. Now it's all of a sudden it's calling for snow and you're right, rain. Now it's like, I don't know. You know, because I really want to hang out with my family too. So for what it's worth, too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So because there was some, we were planning the weekend all together and plus with Mike. So, but now. Now that's kind of going out. So we'll see how it goes. People need to show up and still support this team, man. I get the Vandy game and it's being a crappy weather. I understand stuff like that. But as far as like Georgia goes and Louisville, people need to show up and come out and watch them, because if you want to keep these guys, these young guys, they got to see the support. And that's about as blunt as I can get it. Not particularly happy about the offense, particularly happy about things going on. But if you want to see these young guys grow up and become studs, because Kentucky hasn't lost anyone besides Bidette. They haven't lost anyone in the transfer portal worth a damn.
No.
That we can't replace. But guys like Berrien Brown, Dingle, Walker, Key, those guys, we cannot let those guys go.
No, because we also can't give other coaching staffs who are recruiting against Kentucky the avenue to say, hey, look how much that offense sucks. Do you want to go play in that bullshit? And that's what these dumbass fans who say a win is a win and it doesn't matter how they get it as long as they win. That's what they don't get.
Well, yeah, because
you open up your team to other coaching staffs saying, look how much we throw the ball. We are actually going to get you the ball. Look how much Kentucky throws the ball. They're not going to get you the ball.
Someone like Tennessee can go to Berrien Brown and be like, look at our wide receiver. He's got 14 touchdown passes.
Yeah.
Or 14 touchdown catches. You know, he's going to be playing on Sunday. That's what I'm saying. Like, we got to show the support, got to see some more, got to get these guys involved. And they've got in the offseason show. That we're committed to getting better offensively. And that means firing Scangarello, then that's what it needs to be. So, I don't know, man. We'll see. Hoping for a big win. Hoping to get in the Georgia game feeling good. 17-10. Is that what you said? 17-13? What did you say?
17-10? I said 17-10. 17-13 right. Wouldn't surprise me either.
I'm surprised that you said 17.
This is a nail biter against a junior 17. Varsity team.
17 would mean we made a field goal, which is suspect nowadays too. So, anyways, man, happy Veterans Day, by the way, man. I know you're still technically not a veteran yet, but we appreciate everything you do.
Wrong. Veterans Day is for veterans of wars.
Okay.
I have now served
I'm not trying to offend you at all. So,
four different operations. So.
I appreciate everything you do. Maybe some people in this country don't, but I do, and I will always thank you, like I've always done since you've been in the military. And I appreciate everything you do and everything you do for this country and keeping us over here being able to do podcasts and talk shit about Louisville and all these other teams. So, and you're away from your family right now. People don't understand the sacrifice that you put up every year. We thank you and your wife, actually. So,
well, you're gonna talk your way into a big old hug next time I see you.
Hey, there we go. Well, won't be for a while because you're in the desert and I'm in normal society. So, so anyways, all right. Well, I'm Nick.
I'm Chris. Go Big Blue.